we can cut the bumper. I know that we have Harley Schlanger, and he has mobile circumstances right now. He's been in flux for, I think, about a month now, and apparently he still doesn't have high-speed internet, but he does have a phone, and I connected last week by Skype. We had phone problems at RBN Studios, so they couldn't dial. I don't know if we're able to connect. I tried several times to actually connect to Harley. I know there's a huge time difference. I think it may be around 9 hours, so it's about 7 p.m. there in Berlin. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start going over some of the issues that are happening. I was disappointed with the performance of Trump, although I did think he won the debate because he dealt with the substantive issues, especially the first 30 minutes. I think he needed to be much more aggressive in going after the emails, the foundation, her health, other issues. I think that he needs to back off from things like Bill Clinton and Jennifer Flowers and that kind of foolishness. I think that is really unnecessary. I think substantive issues to deal with her decisions in Libya, her decisions to in the Middle East, the devastation that she's done over the years with bad decisions and bad judgment, that is what I call open season. And those are things, it doesn't matter whether she's male or female, Trump should have been more aggressive on those issues and stayed away from issues that are hot-button issues that deal with things that could be considered sexist, like Bill Clinton. But otherwise, I think that the second and third debate, you're going to see Trump much more prepared by his people. I would say if there's not a major bounce for Hillary Clinton in this time, and that's not likely to happen, you're likely to see Trump continue to expand, especially in the battleground states. The way the Electoral College works is if you are even on a couple percent ahead in the vote, you can take a lot more seats in the so-called Electoral College. So he needs to win pretty well all the battleground states. That's a big job. And he's doing a lot of work. He's in three different locations today in the battleground states. It's my feeling that Trump is still in a winnable position, but he has to perform at a higher level than he did during the debate. That was not properly prepared. It was not aggressive enough. It was not the Trump that I know. And it certainly, he doesn't need to counterpunch and use what we call metaphors or we call word salad that can be used to attack him. But he, and he also needs to stay from issues that can be turned or twisted by the media. The media are totally on Hillary's side. Lester Holt was disgusting. He should never be a debate manager ever again. When he asked four major topics of areas of were hot-button issues that completely weren't dealing with issues of whether the nation's going to reduce our debt, increase jobs, and increase national security, Lester Holt was useless and asked no tough questions of Hillary Clinton. And the number of questions where he interrupted Trump was more than double the number of times he interrupted Hillary. So, Lester Holt, you get a big fat F on this. You did a disgusting job. It was very partisan. Then this morning I saw Mr. Comey before the congressional committees, and I saw Daryl Issa and other members of the committee, Jason Chaffetz and so on, asking Comey, and Comey tried to spin and spin and spin. It was absolutely shocking, the ridiculous answers he gave about why he gave Cheryl Mills and others within the administration immunity from destruction of national security classified emails and servers and devices, etc. Mr. Comey himself is guilty of a crime. This is a criminal cabal, politicization, supporting Hillary Clinton, making her literally bulletproof from prosecution. I think that Congress is going to round that. The next issue is JASTA, the justice bill that's going to allow the American people to sue the Saudi government. Now, when they start suing, they're going to start getting information. They're going to find out that many of these pilots were still flying, like the pilots in, for 9/11 Truth, which we talked about yesterday in a video, which I've reworked and redid, and that was an interview from Friday with Jim Fetzer. It's about 44 minutes long. It's embedded in the, and not only in YouTube, but it's embedded in Vimeo, and it's also linked at the top of yesterday's show archive. So if you go in there, you can actually hit that button in about a 44-minute and a half video. It shows lots of pictures from the slideshow from September of last year, the second conference that Jim Fetzer did with a number of engineers, architects, and other scientists and experts, or 14 different experts in his book, America Nuked on 9/11, co-author for the series is Mike Palachek, the Moon Rock book series. I need to be aware. I need to be aware that the evidence Pardon me? Oh, really? The number is 01149. Okay, well, when we get on the break, I'll give it to you. Yeah, so, yeah, Harley, I guess their Skype is not acting properly. So we'll connect with Harley overseas here, probably at the bottom of this segment. Maybe I'll try to see if I can connect with him again. If I can connect, maybe that'll work, and then we'll switch over to the studio at the break. It's important because Harley now is in Berlin. He's dealing with a lot of issues in Europe, which we don't get really any news. It's all totally focused, like looking at our navel, our geopolitical navel here in America, like nothing else is happening in the world. You know, what's going on is it's very shocking. For example,
hello.
Hi, Harley. We tried earlier, but we didn't get you. But we'll stay on this segment on my speakerphone, and then we will switch you over to the studio at the break. Okay.
All right.
So you're on the air. Go ahead and tell us what's happening in Europe. What do you see happening post the so-called debate, which wasn't really. There were three debaters, two against Trump. Lester Holt did a horrendously awful job. So, you know, things are really starting to rock and roll. Even the LA Times is still saying Trump is up 4 points, and this is after a lot of people on the Democratic side. Now, also what's happening in Europe, there's some pretty serious financial issues, geopolitical issues, the Hiraj or Muslim invasion, many, many issues around the world. And because we're so focused on the election, we're not getting the information that's very vital from Europe. What's going on?
Well, let's start with something that just happened in Washington about 15 minutes ago. Obama just got his rear end handed to him.
Yeah, I know that. You're talking about Jasta, about the...
The one vote. Let me develop it, because this is important. This
right.
is critical. This is more important than the debate for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because Obama had not had a veto overridden in 7.5 years. Obama vetoed the bill that would allow families to sue Saudi Arabia for damages resulting from 9/11. The important thing is that this opens up the whole question of the Bush and then Obama alliance with Saudi Arabia in support of terrorism. And the fact that the Obama administration went all out to uphold his veto. There was blackmail threats. There were FBI visits to senators. The Saudis were spending, officially they said, $250,000 a week. It's much more than that. They got Trent Lott, the former Republican minority leader in the U.S. Senate, and John Breaux, a former top Democratic senator, to go around and browbeat senators. They got major newspapers to endorse Obama's veto. And yet 97 senators held firm and handed the Obama administration an enormous defeat. Now, here's the question that this brings up, which has implications for the election, for the financial crisis, and everything else. Now that they finally turned on Obama, what's to stop them from removing him or minimally starting to undo the damage that he's done as president?
Right, exactly.
And so this is a victory for the people of the United States. I was in Berlin today. We were at the Brandenburg Gate, the former passageway between East and West.
Right.
And we were handing out leaflets telling people in Germany of the importance of this vote. And we had people stopping and saying, I didn't know that. And in fact, we were deployed.
Go ahead. Looks like we've lost our phone connection, too. Maybe the NSA doesn't like what's being said, you know. Listen, okay, go ahead. You're back there? Go ahead. Harley? I heard your first syllable. You know, this is a fact. The No Such Agency and the so-called cyber connection and monitoring of everything on Earth is absolutely vile. And you need to know it out there, that we know who you are, you know what you're doing. We know that the media combined with the military-industrial intelligence complex, like Eisenhower warned us, was going to try to take over the world, create a tyranny of a cybernetic world and total control of the population of Earth. And we'll try to get Harley back here. I'm going to see if I can reconnect. But I'm not pleased. And I can tell you that many times, not only is my phone hacked and turned off, my the studio's hacked. My if I have internet, if I have an internet alternate way of communicating, there are literally two or three different ways of me communicating. And when I get hot button issues like this, are hacked and turned off. And I'm not happy. And I want you to know that's a sign. What we're saying is when you get over the target, you're going to get a lot
of fun. Okay, I'm back.
Okay, what happened to your phone? What happened?
Nothing happened to my phone. It just went dead.
Right, it went dead because of NSA. I want to say this because I work with these guys. I want to say this because I've literally been on hot button issues where two or three different means of communication are shut off by the No Such Agency or NSA. And they're worldwide. They're in every country, China, Germany, wherever. You need to understand this, people. You might think, well, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not. You have to understand that when your phone shut off, when the internet shut off, when the station's hacked, when Skype is hacked, this is a concerted effort to not let the truth get out, especially about things like JASTA, because this is a turning point. Is JASTA, and you might think, well, there's only a few months left of Obama's presidency. He can do unbelievable damage. He can start a world war. He can allow a situation to happen to cause a major terrorist activity and martial law. He can do unbelievable damage. He's supporting Hillary Clinton. He's even threatening his so-called political base that if they don't vote for him, it's an insult to him if they don't vote for Hillary Clinton. And then she's trying to say, number one...
You know what he's done in the last days? The U.S. military is saying that they're going to start providing the man pads to the Syrian rebels. Now, this has not been confirmed yet, but there are reports in Armed Forces Daily and other places, The Guardian, that the U.S. military is preparing to provide these surface-to-air missiles to the Syrian rebels, in other words, the terrorists.
Right, so if you give man pads to terrorists and you got Russian jets there, what is that called? It's called World War III. And when you start shooting down Russian jets and bombers that are just collaborating supposedly with us to get rid of ISIS, and we're supporting ISIS, this is a formula to start a World War III. And if you all of a sudden find your cell phone go out and you see a big mushroom cloud rise up in a city 50 miles away, you know that Obama's done it.
And, Bill, the other thing that Obama has done is he moved to sabotage what the Russians and Syrians were doing for the ceasefire
right.
with the attack on Syrian troops last week. And then this week, Jürgen Totenhofer, who's a very prominent German politician,
right.
who is well-known in Arab circles, he was allowed to do a three-hour interview with the al-Nusra leader in Aleppo.
Right.
And the al-Nusra leader, that's al-Qaeda, said, oh, we're getting weapons from the United States. And he said that we're getting them through Turkey, we're getting them through other channels. And Totenhofer said, you mean you're getting them when you attack the rebels and take them? He said, no, they're coming to us directly.
Directly from the U.S. So let's get...
This is a story that's out all over Europe now.
I know, and I saw the story as well. And I can say, I mean, this man, Obama, is a criminal. He is a serial criminal, he's a liar, and he's a terrorist himself, and he's a traitor to the Constitution of the United States. And the fact that he wanted to push this veto to a bill, because they know when they start pulling on that sweater, the Saudis, as bad as they are, and they're pretty bad, actually came clean and said that 9/11 was an inside job done by the government to attack and a self-inflicted wound itself. They said that this summer. So when they start pulling on that sweater, they're going to find out...
The Saudis are an integral part of an Anglo-American imperial team.
Exactly. They're part of the team.
British intelligence, the CIA, the Mossad, and the Saudis.
In fact, I know, as a fact, from inside sources, inside Israeli intelligence, that I've known for well over a decade, that there are Israeli intelligence officers that have literally station designations in the Saudi government in intelligence. They're both. They're integrated completely. Saudi and Israeli intelligence, believe it or not. And CIA. Go ahead, Harley. Now we're cut out again. Okay, I'm going to dial you back. This is getting more than just a little aggravating. And I can tell you that this bill is being vetoed. When the two houses of Congress decide to start pursuing this, they're going to find criminal activities of both the Obama administration with the cover-up, the Bush administration, the Clinton administration. This is going to go a long way.
You're friends are at it again, huh?
Yeah, they are. Listen, you need to know that there's a judgment day for you idiots that are turning off the ability to communicate. We'll communicate one way or the other. In fact, the more you interfere, the more this story is going to get out. And we're talking about average citizens now. 15 years hence after 9/11, Congress and Senate know there's something wrong. And I'm sure they're not idiots. They know that this is an open media about Saudi Arabia's statement about the self-inflicted wound of 9/11. And when you read this book, which I did a video on Friday with Jim Fetzer, and I did a major presentation because I'm one of the top whistleblowers on 9/11 and Oklahoma City. I was the exit examiner. I tried to present data on 9/11 for now, what was it, 9 years, 10 years? Tried to present data, and they blocked me every time in doing radiological testing because I have a background in radiochemistry. And I can tell you, there's no lab on Earth yet, I haven't tried the Beijing and Moscow labs, that would allow me to actually do nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. You got to understand that there's a, as you've mentioned, Harley, and I totally agree with you, there's a cabal of the British, Saudi, Israeli, whatever, all this intelligence complex is just one big mess. And they're all conspiring to not only say they're going to get rid of ISIS.
Here's the important thing, Bill.
Yeah.
Here's the important thing. We've broken through their cone of silence.
Right.
We've gotten the story out of the Saudi role and Obama's role.
Right.
In Britain, the story of Blair and Cameron has gotten out. There's no more excuse for the Congress to be toadies to Obama. And so this is the first sign. Now, meanwhile, Obama, and let me say, we've been mobilizing from your show. I did three other radio shows this week calling on people to call their Congress, to mobilize like hell. And the Congress, the congressional switchboard, was overwhelmed with calls in the last 2 days to make sure that this vote took place and overturned Obama. Now the question is, will Paul Ryan try to sneak through the TPP with Obama after the election? And what we can do, we can use this to say to people who say, oh, you can't beat them, they're too big. We just beat them.
Yeah.
And we can beat them again and again. If you get off, if you stop making excuses and get off your rear end and start doing some work. And that's the message from LaRouche, who on Friday called on the American people to do an unprecedented mobilization. And we've actually seen that take place.
Yeah. Wow. This is pretty amazing.
This is a potential turning point.
Now, what did you think of the whole Lester Holt interview? I mean, I couldn't even turn on to listen to the pundits afterward until the next day. I was so distraught by the line of questions from Lester Holt. Literally, it's like he was applying for a job for Hillary in a future Hillary administration, satanic administration. Then I saw Comey today in front of Congress. I couldn't believe this squinty-eyed, lying piece of human garbage, trying to pretend he's the FBI director when he's trying to squirm in front of Congress or asking straightforward questions. Some of these guys have been in Congress for years, top lawyers, people asking straightforward questions. One of them even says, well, you know, that's a legal question. Then one of the congressmen said, well, you're a lawyer. He said, well, I wouldn't offer that opinion. Here's the FBI director in front of Congress spinning and pivoting and doing all kinds of stuff. And then literally right from the very start, they should have started it as a grand jury so that they would have prevented Cheryl Mills from being the attorney protecting Clinton after she'd already been a witness and given immunity against destruction of classified emails. This is crazy. It's so crazy, it puts national security in grave danger. Right from the start, it means not only is our Justice Department totally corrupted, so is the FBI. They are completely and absolutely now no longer the operational arms of a just constitutional American republic. Period. We're done. It's over. It's amazing, isn't it? We're going to connect with Harley across from the studios in just a minute. Hopefully our connection will hold. Back in a moment with Harley Schlanger from Berlin, Germany. The latest spins, but guess what? The Abominator has been stopped before he reaches the touchdown, and the ball is now in the hands of us. We got the ball.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Connection holes now that we're connected through the studio. And by the way, this is a message to you at the NSA. I have ways of getting at you that you can't even imagine. So don't think you can be anonymous and get away with this, because there's ways of taking care of you that I have. So, Harley, let's continue, please.
Well, I think the point that we were discussing at the beginning of the program, which obviously some of the NSA and others don't like, is that we saw at least a modicum of patriotism from the Congress, the Senate.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Hopefully the House will back them up as well.
Oh, I'm sure
now,
they will.
This is the House may vote later today. So that means by tonight, by Wednesday night, whatever this is, September 28th, in the eighth year of the Obama administration, the Congress finally stood up to him. Now, there's a lot of unfinished business. There's defeating the TPP. There's getting rid of Obamacare. But most important now is stopping this drive toward war. Now, the other thing that happened yesterday is Ash Carter, the defense secretary, had a special press conference in Minot, North Dakota. You know the significance of that. With a B-52 bomber behind him. And what he said is the United States must go for an immediate
massive upgrade of our nuclear war fighting capability.
Exactly.
Now, remember, Obama came in saying he's going to eliminate nuclear weapons on the planet. Now, Ronald Reagan actually had a plan to do that by developing technologies that could make nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete.
It's not just the offensive side, it's the defensive side. We don't have a Department of Defense against nuclear weapons, but Reagan had the vision, and the people around him, to have the three-layered system called THAAD, or Theater Air Defense, plasma interferometry in the upper near atmosphere, troposphere, and space-based plasma weapons that could literally vaporize a missile or its multiple dummy weapon missile warheads from space so that they could never hit a targeted area or even stray. So the fact is
and
that
Reagan
Obama...
And Reagan brought LaRouche.
Yeah.
Reagan brought LaRouche in to put this plan forward, the new physical principles.
And what Obama's been doing is actually unilaterally disarming without increasing any defensive side of our nuclear capability. He's making us more vulnerable by reducing not only our first strike or our counterstrike systems. And by the way, I personally think the most important thing to disable the first strike so is to be totally impervious to nuclear weapons or biological or scalar by missile attack. And when you do that, you don't need to worry about first strike because there's no strike. How's that?
What Obama's doing is talking about making nuclear weapons usable. And that's the effort that Carter presented, the defense secretary, in his speech yesterday. What he said is that we face enemies such as Russia and North Korea.
Right.
He lumped Russia and North Korea together. And then he said, they're upgrading their forces and we haven't been. Now, that's just not true. Obama announced a $1 trillion upgrade of missiles that would be supposedly pinpoint accuracy. And as even an Obama supporter like Dianne Feinstein said, this makes nuclear war more possible.
Not only more accurate, but they've actually reduced the number of warheads, so they not only can more accurately hit targets. The key issue is the window of launch on command sequence for us in Russia is 20 minutes. It's only 2 minutes between India and Pakistan. And as we proliferate nuclear reactors like sales to India, we're selling them into reactors that can create weapons-grade plutonium for warheads. And the same with Russia with Rosatom. And this is a crazy plan that's going to increase the chances that somebody's going to make a mistake and fire, and we're going to have a thermonuclear annihilation of the Earth and the omnicide.
Well, and then
of the planet.
Add to that, besides the upgrading of nuclear weapons, the provocations that are coming from Obama.
Let me tell you a new one that you don't know about. This is classified, and I'm going to tell you what happened. Last May, Obama announced that he was going to do an upgrade to the missile defense system, which they're screwing around with. The most important part is the third part, which is the plasma weapons on space-based satellites. And what he's done is on Friday, he fully activated it and scared the crap out of the Russians. This is in the midst of the Syrian disaster. The day after, the Russians sent three cruise missiles and hit the Aleppo facility. He activated the entire space-based weapon system, which means we're ready for first strike. And the Russians freaked out.
Well, and the Russians know it. The Russians know it. And, you know, what the U.S. media didn't announce the other day is that Putin and his party won 70% of the vote in the Russian parliamentary elections last week. 70%. Now, this is in spite of the fact that Russia has been a target of a 2-year economic warfare campaign spearheaded by Obama and the European Union.
Right.
So the Russians are in a situation where they're unified. Now, on the other side, you may have weapon systems, but the question is, what's happening in the United States? We have a country falling apart, whether it's Charlotte, North Carolina, whether it's the unemployment levels, the drug usage of heroin and such dangerous drugs. We have a society in a state of collapse under Obama. The murder rate is at a 15-year high right now.
Well, it's inflamed by this first black president who's increased race and class war like crazy, and he steps in and supports Black Lives Matter with elements in it that are blatantly terrorist. I mean, this is not a rational thing to do, but this man has amplified the so-called race and class card to the point where our nation is blowing up. What an idiot.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria.
Quick announcement, the wellness conditions are open to anybody on earth, realizing that if you check the date, if they look old, or if you have questions, just email me and I'll upgrade to the protocol for you. They're available to everybody on earth, the wellness conditions, realizing they just give you a list of supplements. I'm going to be embedding video, both for the regular public and also for professionals, that include all kinds of medical testing, corroboration, because it's functional medicine. Let's pivot. Arlie, you were wanting to talk on a break about the pivot to the Deutsche Bank in Germany. People don't understand how catastrophic this is, and it's not just in Germany. There's a major financial, you know, bubble about to burst in China as well. But what's going on in Germany?
Well, forget China. The United States is the other big bubble.
Yeah,
but here's the point. When people look at this war danger and they say, why is Obama so crazy that he's pushing this? Obama is still operating from a script that comes from British intelligence and the City of London, which is that if you can force the Russians and the Chinese to help bail out the financial system, then the system won't blow. We can come up with enough looting in the short term to at least patch it through for a little bit longer. Now, what's the point of patching it through? Well, if it blows, and it blows without the elite having their safeguards in place, then they're finished. Now, the fact is, the whole population could be finished, because if you have a breakdown of the banking system in a bigger way than 2008, you're not going to have ATMs, you're not going to have delivery systems of food to cities, you're going to pretty soon have the electric grid breaking down. And that's what the real danger of the financial crash is. They're playing a dangerous game because they're caught on the one hand with a situation which is too big to bail out.
Right.
We're still talking. Now, it's not as many quadrillions of dollars of derivatives as it was in 2008, because they did write down some of the counterparty agreements. But there's still hundreds of trillions of dollars in derivatives and so-called derivative insurance contracts called swaps, credit default swaps, that are sitting as uncollectible and worthless assets on bank books. Now, Deutsche Bank is one of the largest of these banks. In the U.S., it's Citibank, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. And J.P. Morgan Chase has quite a bit also. These are not isolated to one bank. This is a question of confidence in the banks. The reason 2008 happened wasn't because, which one was it? Lehman Brothers was so overextended.
Right.
It's that they were all overextended, and no one had confidence in anybody else's paper.
Well, the other thing is all these banks, their debt is what's called fully integrated. In other words, they're all connected. They're like Siamese twins with non-separate blood systems, where they have one heart pumping to two bodies or two hearts. It's a fully integrated system where the debt is interlocked with all these banks. So if one goes, like a set of dominoes, they all go.
Well, and it's because they've been buying and selling each other's worthless assets for the last, 8 years since 2008.
Right.
So Deutsche Bank is in a situation where this week Chancellor Merkel came out and said, we're not going to bail out Deutsche Bank. And their stocks the next day fell down to the lowest level since the 1980s, $10 a share.
Why don't they actually say the truth, which they can't bail them out? Not we're not going to bail them out, how they can't.
See, this is where the real issue is. They don't know what to do. And they're afraid if they say they're going to bail them out, then everyone's going to come in and say, well, what about us? Because Standard & Chartered, Royal Bank of Scotland, Credit Suisse, those are the other banks that are totally integrated with Deutsche Bank, which are set to blow.
Can they partition the banks so they break them into the parts of the bank they can bail out and split the bank into sub-segments? And the other parts, they just do, basically lay waste to them and get rid of them.
Well, one of the things they're trying to do is talk about a merger of Deutsche Bank with Commerzbank, which is the other large German bank. But all you do then is you create a bigger black hole.
Right.
Now, what should be done is Glass-Steagall, where we basically say, you take your investment share of the bank, and you're left to, like Wile E. Coyote, hanging out over the cliff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you fall, you fall. But the bank, with the depositors, with the savings accounts, with the commercial accounts, those will be protected because that's how you get economic activity started up again.
Right.
But protecting the speculative excess, the uncollectible bad debt, that's not going to do anything for the real economy. So let's write it off or write it down.
Exactly.
And until that happens, we're sitting under a sword of Damocles, which is the trigger for the war danger. And that's why Ash Carter is talking about nuclear confrontation with Russia. That's why Obama continues to fund the terrorists. That's why the Hillary Clinton crowd is targeting Putin. And so we're in a situation where little things can trigger something big and dangerous.
Well,
and what LaRouche is saying is you have to preempt it.
Well, what do you think is the most likely exchange site, if you want to call it, in the world in terms of nuclear exchange? Because I have an opinion that's different based on classified information I have, that the most dangerous site is not the Middle East, and it's not North Korea. It's India and Pakistan. They have a two-minute...
India-Pakistan is a very... Yeah.
Yeah. They have a two-minute launch on command. They have a two-minute launch on command warning. Their system is ridiculous and completely useless. And I have this right from Colonel Lynn Wells and other experts inside U.S. Space Command and NORAD. I know firsthand that this system that they have is a trigger system to bring the whole world into conflict. If you have a Muslim country with the third largest production for nuclear warheads in Waziristan, northwestern Pakistan, and you got India arming to the teeth now with this new contract that Obama signed to put in $182 billion of new reactors, you've got a big problem. And again, remember, India is playing games with both the West and the and Russia, so they're getting a lot of many reactors from us. But many of these countries are also getting technology and so on from Russia, and they're pivoting. They're buying, for example, Pakistan got JL, I think it's 60 airplanes from China. China donated, I think, 60 of them to Pakistan. So we got a really serious problem here.
You know, what we've been talking about, though, is the bigger problem. It's as long as geopolitics is the basis of international relations, and geopolitics, by that I mean the old British imperial game,
in other words,
the great game.
This is the thing that drives...
As long as you have that, no one is safe.
Right, exactly. In other words, what you're saying is
the
geopolitics drives the war, is what you're saying. It's not driven by even...
Yeah, but the geopolitics is dictated by the financial side of things.
Right.
So as long as you have a lunatic bunch of financiers who have political force to run governments, then the whole world is under threat of annihilation. And that's why what happened with the Senate today is so important, that it was a reversal for Obama, a reversal for this British Empire. If the House sticks to its guns and follows through, which I think they will, and they're going to try and spin this in the media. But this is an enormous defeat for this ruling imperial faction. Put that together with the resignation of Cameron under the threat of impeachment by the House of Commons. Put that together with Hollande now in single digits in France. And then put that together with the ascendancy of Russia and China in financial markets and also in terms of strategic capabilities. And we're seeing a dramatic shift in the world. We have to bring America into the right side in that shift.
Well, you know,
to do that, we've got to get rid of the Obamas and the Clintons.
Okay, now, people have to understand that the basis of the Obama and Clintons and their puppet masters is globalism. And I'm going to read just the first few lines of an article I'm going to post up today called "Globalism is Antichrist Demonic, Theologians Argue." And prominent theologians and scholars are saying this week that while globalism may be a buzzword for the election season, that again is what Hillary's pushing, even though she says she doesn't support TTP and TTIP, too few understand the demonic forces driving this ideology. As the New York Times reported Monday, until relatively recently it was rare to hear people referred to as globalists, but the label is more common now. And while many globalists claimed that to have interests in the entire world at heart, the irony is that they have become a tribe of sorts, and they are a wealthy, elite, and powerful tribe of whom national borders are impediment to their agenda. Now, if you understand this, you understand the lying piece of garbage Hillary Clinton and the globalists. You see, we're not talking about fair trade or reasonable trade or win-win trade. We're talking about globalism, which is Agenda 2030, which both the Pope and Obama supported with 70 world leaders last September on the start of the what's called the Jubilee year or the Wipeout year. This is really serious stuff.
No,
people need to understand this
is
totally behind the British Empire started this idea. That's why Wahhabism started in Londonistan. It's all tied back over several centuries. Every war since the Napoleonic Wars has been a banker war, and this is all part of the satanic globalism.
And it goes back to, at this point, it was spawned out of Oxford. It really goes back to the creation of the Rosicrucian movement.
Right.
And the Ashmolean faction of the British elite who were responsible for Oxford. And Oxford became the breeding grounds for religious warfare long before there was anything going on in the Islamic world. But the question is, what is their goal? Their goal is radical depopulation.
Right.
Their goal is to get rid of those people who are not the elites, except to keep enough of a servant or a slave class around to serve the elites.
Right, that's why they even
read the writings of what are the utterings of Prince Philip.
Right.
Read what Schellenhuber, who's the key advisor to the Vatican on global warming.
Right.
What Schellenhuber says. He said the world can't sustain more than 1 billion people.
Well, Hillary
Jerry Brown said California can't even. Jerry Brown said California shouldn't have more than 100,000 people. What are they going to do with these people?
Exactly. Here we have 40 million, including all our illegals here, because it's a sanctuary state. Here we have a state where I've heard the numbers are high from Jerry Brown of 500,000, but that means 39.5 million are excess. And By the way, Hillary, even in her speech at a debate, supposed debate, she said our big problem is global warming, not ISIS or terrorism. I mean, really, and they're talking about carbon credits and so on.
This is why LaRouche has referred to this as a satanic movement and a Nazi movement, a depopulation movement. They disguise themselves as scientists concerned about nature and concerned about clean air. They don't care about clean air. They're concerned there are too many people. And look, labeling a carbon dioxide a toxic gas, that's what humans emit through natural respiration. They want to get rid of human beings.
Here's a few facts. We talked about this with Ann Morrison, our scientist. Number one, the oxygen concentration of planet Earth in most cities now and in the countryside has dropped from 21% to 19% on Earth. When your oxygen level drops, you also lose the ability to create an ozone layer to protect the Earth from near Earth radiation. So you get UV light, X-rays, and cosmic rays. We also have a situation where they don't deal with real toxins in the environment or toxic vaccines or things like glyphosate. You don't hear, for example, Hillary supports fracking, but doesn't talk about non-tech chemical fracking technology. It's just disgusting for her to say that global warming is a primary issue.
Well, I would urge people to go to LaRouchePack.com tonight and read LaRouche's comments on what happens, assuming the House follows the Senate and overrides Obama. We're in a new political situation in the United States, and now the American people can see the effect they can have on policy.
Right.
This gives us an opportunity to end the blackmail and the threats and the control of the globalists if people follow through. We cannot allow a victory like this to then be greeted by shrugging shoulders saying, okay, what now? What now is Glass-Steagall? What now is let's break the full power of this globalist faction and restore the Constitution. That's what now.
Yeah, I think the thing is, the globalist definitions are completely antithetical to Christian or to a constitutional republic like America. It's completely antithetical to the idea that nation states even exist. People don't understand that, do they? They think that free trade is... go ahead.
Well, free trade is what everyone has been told is the only alternative.
Right.
And now our job, what you and I do when we have these discussions, even where we disagree, we are trying to challenge people and provoke people to overcome the systemic brainwashing that's been done through the academic institutions, through the media, through the political dialogue. That's why when you asked me to comment on the debate the other night, I would say, what debate? It was a bunch of masturbation. There was nothing serious that was allowed to be presented except a few things that Trump got in against globalism and against free trade. They don't want a real, honest discussion or debate of the issues that you and I are discussing of war and peace, of economic development, of putting an end to an imperial financial system. And so we're seeing kind of play-acting or doll-playing in the political arena. And it's time for the American people to be adults and take their responsibility.
Well, the pundits, even on television, usually they don't get enraged and publicly display it. They were disgusted. Even the people that act a lot of time as a proxy for the media, for all this cover-up, they were like, you got to be kidding. Really, you're kidding, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they were absolutely upset about it. This is so crazy, then people don't understand that. Go ahead.
But we're in a new situation now, because we just won a victory. And I don't want this to be underplayed, because this is something that wasn't supposed to happen.
Right.
Obama was not supposed to get a veto overridden.
Right. Well, I could see it coming.
And we finally had something happen on it.
I could see it coming. This one, though, Obama's holding on to this pole, if you want to call it, and now one and two fingers are being pulled off the pole. He's going to fall. Obama, as he makes more and more moves, especially as he makes more strategic moves, I can see what I call passive resistance against Obama to not follow his orders. For example, right now, what they're doing is giving man pads. You need to know, there, military, we're watching you. And there's a lot of military generals that are going to go through a military tribunal and be arrested when the Trump administration comes in here if you do things like giving man passes.
You don't think those terrorists will use them against U.S. planes?
Of course they will. Listen, I was involved. I was involved with terrorism simulation with Operation Top Off and Dark Winter with the FBI and CDC in 97 under Reserve Admiral Hughes. And we did radiological and biological terrorism, but I got a chance to talk about man pets and other things. One of the big things that happened in Libya with the Benghazi disaster is we had given 67, roughly is what I heard, man pads to the Libyans, and we tried to get them back. That was the fulcrum mission that really ticked off the Libyans and wanted to give them to the Syrian Free Army in al-Nusra, and they wouldn't give them back, and that's why they attacked the base. And the reason why they let the Senator Stevens die, Ambassador Stevens die, they didn't want this to get out, that they're trying to get the man pads back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Better count to 10 and listen up. I've got some more information about Benghazi. You need to revamp this. If you understand what happened there, we gave roughly 67 man pads to the Libyans. Ambassador Stevens was allowed to die, and this is, by the way, a policy not just by Hillary Clinton, but by Obama. because they were transshipping man pads, which are surface-to-air missiles, to the Libyans and tried to get them back to give them to the Syrian Free Army in al-Nusra and these ISIS people. And that's when they went ballistic, and they sent out a small party to attack the complex. It was a number of hours before they went back with a large party to kill and slaughter and torture to death before they got him and some other contractors in the area that are here from San Diego County. People need to understand that Hillary Clinton is a monster. She's an evil monster, but also so is Obama. And the fact that Obama is trying to literally put a veto to JASTA, and the Congress and Senate are going to overcome it today, this is the start of, in a sense, if not the full impeachment of Obama, the neutralization of Obama before he leaves office. Because last Friday, the day after the Russians struck the Aleppo intel office and killed 30 intel officers, both from America, Europe, Israel, etc., the American government under Obama turned on the full operations of the anti-missile system, which means it scared the heck out of the Russians that they were about to have a first strike from the United States against Russia with nuclear weapons. Okay? So Obama's trying to start World War III. This man is crazy. If we don't neutralize him and impeach him, we could be facing a thermonuclear conflict right away. Hopefully there's enough people in the military that have enough sense to not do it. My buddies, for example, in U.S. Space Command and NORAD, know they have to have a contact by the Joint Chiefs of Stealth as well as the President. But this idiot, this demonic moron, Obama, and his proxy, the Lion Queen, now after the Lion King, Obama, wants to be back in power so they can continue this march toward Armageddon. They really do. And people say, oh, no, you're just making this up. No, I'm not making this up. I have inside first-hand context, and I can tell you the powers that be, both here and overseas, like in Russia and China, they're completely freaked out because they know that Obama is capable of anything. A nation that will kill 3,000 of their own citizens and have 70,000 die prematurely already from 9/11 will do anything, anything. That's how scary this is. So you need to realize this is not open to your damned opinion. If you think you have an alternate opinion, keep it to yourself. I'm not interested. It's over. The fact is 9/11 was a nuclear demolition. I put out a video yesterday of a whistleblower. I've gone through unbelievable persecution always since Oklahoma City when I got fired and death threats. I'm not going to put up with it, and I'm not going to have people think they have a right to an opinion anymore. They don't. It's over. Now we have to face the fact that if we don't deal with this and deal with a crazy president that's trying the last months of his presidency to set up things in motion like TTP and TTIP, open borders, massive immigration of unfettered immigrants or terrorists, we're going to have a disaster of biblical proportions. It's funny, I can hear something in the background there. It sounded like a deep voice like Satan. Oh, yeah, right. Back in a moment with hour number two. Hour three is going to be open lines. Now, the rules of the road are you don't get on unless you give a complete sentence of your statements and questions. Not just a couple words. I want to talk about this or that. A complete sentence, and my board op, Dan, will have you take your sentence or questions, complete questions, so I can screen and know what you want to talk about and make sure it's reasonable to have you on. This is a Yahoo free zone. But anybody with a good point can speak and make their statement. Anybody. Hour three is open lines. Hour two coming up, our Health and Wellness Hour, and tomorrow we'll have Leo Zagami from Rome. Meltdown in Europe, meltdown in the Middle East, meltdown worldwide with Obama. His last moments going crazy.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Thank you.